Well, today was the first day of school for aspiring Vatican exorcists. I kid you not, the very first day. They're trying to teach them how to become exorcists and how to fight off demons. No doubt, they say, the devil is intervening more in the life of man these days. According to Father Paolo Scatafoni, he told the students, most of them priests, who want to learn how to tackle the demon, if they should ever encounter him. Not all of you will become exorcists, but it is indispensable, he says, that every priest knows how to discern between demonic possession and psychological problems. It's a four-month course called Exorcism and the Prayer of Liberation, and it's being offered for the second year in the Vatican. How about that? And there are 120 students from around the world taking part in that, so we're going to have possibly a handful of new exorcists. Dr. Luis Turri, who comes on the program with incredible predictions. I mean, I've never seen anybody so accurate. Well, I'm going through his October predictions, and he has been right all along. He was right about the earthquake that hit Pakistan, but also during the period of October 15, 16, 17, where we are right now, he said there will be news about the Natalie Holloway case. Now, that's a story that has just simply faded away until today. Now the prosecutors in Aruba are saying that they may go ahead and rearrest those three individuals, those boys that they had as suspects. And here it is, right in the middle of October 15, 16, and 17. Dr. Turri, another hit. Now, his next major series of events, October 22, 23, 24, we might as well look for these. A return, he said, of weather-related events such as Katrina, which will force thousands to evacuate. Let's keep our eyes on this situation, because things have been pretty calm lately in terms of hurricanes around here. And by the way, we continue our push to get Pat Boone, the singer, named to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to make their announcements in June, and we're trying to drum up support for him. Those of you who have not simply signed his website that shows your support for Pat Boone, please go ahead and do so. We have had incremental goals on this program, and we've made them all, and then we've surpassed them. Well, I have another goal tonight. I need to have 300 votes for Pat Boone. So you simply go to his website, which is www.backpat.org, okay? It's backpat.org, not com. Backpat.org. Go to that website, register your vote, and let's go over the 300 mark tonight for him, and we'll get him well on his way to be named to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, and we'll have open lines for you this hour. Next hour, we'll open up a special topic hotline for you. I'll tell you about that in 45 minutes or so. Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Awesome. I was pretty quick this time. Hi, George.
Gotcha. What's
awesome.
Up?
Gosh, I have a lot to say. If I go too long, just let me know.
Okay.
Wow. A lot of topics I'd love to talk about again. It's really awesome that...
Well, you've gone too long.
Thanks.
I'm kidding.
a lot of people kind of smoochy that it's cool to hear this stuff on the air, but really, this is not just really, really good creative stuff. It's really important topics, and people need to hear them, and they don't hear them in the mainstream media. Good to hear this stuff.
As a matter of fact, I got an email today. Last night, I had Dr. Mark Siegel on the program talking about the non-flu pandemic, which,
yeah,
you know,
it.
I've been all
it,
yeah. over. Apparently tonight, NBC News interviewed him. How about that? It's
there
about
you go.
Time.
Hey, it's not just us paying attention. Anyway, Oscar, George.
Yes, wherever he may be.
Yeah, what do you think of this?
One of two things.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Either some whacked out person,
mm-hmm.
or there may be some reality behind it.
Well,
how much more, I don't know.
Yeah, I talked to the guy that takes your calls. I basically... I ran it through with him, and I was going to say, Oscar, if you think you're so tough, why don't you possess me and leave Rachel alone?
See, I'm beginning to think Rachel and Oscar may be one of the same.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. You were talking about the demonic possession. I was thinking that probably a lot of these are just people with really severe psychoses. Anyway, if I just want to throw a few things out there. where can persons such as myself, losers without computers, where can they get in contact with some of these paranormal investigators that I found fascinating?
Now, what do you mean? You found them and you want to let me know about it, or somebody know about it?
No. I think you have it backwards. I heard them on the show a few times, and I'm going, wow, that's...
Oh, and you want to track them down?
No, yeah, I would love to work with them because that sounds like fascinating work with the EVPs and
researching. And let me tell you, some of them always are looking for people to volunteer and go out with them if they're in your specific region, wherever you live. Well, I tell you, one of the best ways to do it is you go to the library, go on my website with one of their computers, and you Google search ghost investigators, and a list should come up, and then just fire off some emails to them.
Wow, so they're just recruiting people from the public like that, or what?
Some of them do, not all of them, but some will go out with you.
No experience in this sort of thing. Okay, one last thing, and then I'll get out of your hair. I have a lot of almost every show I want to call in with something, but you want to have time travelers call in
later next hour.
Okay, no, you play a lot of different music that kind of goes with the themes of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you and your fans know about Iron Maiden?
Oh, my engineer knows a lot about Iron Maiden.
Seriously?
Oh yeah, Hold on. Are you an Iron Maiden fan?
Oh yes,
he is not a fan, but he knows all about it.
No, there's just probably more than half of their song titles and subject matter are subjects that you have covered on the show. And every time you talk about time travels, I'm thinking about their song "Caught Somewhere in Time."
I've heard that.
Okay, well, I just wanted to.
You're with this group, aren't you?
I'm sorry.
You're with the group, aren't you?
Oh no, goodness, no! They're old British guys, and I'm from America.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just a fan for about 10 years, and that's what got me into them. Is these really interesting, kind of metaphysical, life after death, clairvoyance kind of topics and subject that they cover in the lyrics. And it's just really, like, much like the topics on George Norrie's show.
Well, we have a music committee, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll sit down at the next meeting, and I shall bring up the subject.
Yeah, because they really have a lot of cool and very intelligent songs that, like I said, go with the subject matter.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Anyways, thanks for having me on. Great show. Have fun.
Sure thing. I mean, I'm the guy who brings you Frankie Valli and Roy Orbison, and then we've got these other engineers who bring you the songs you probably like. So that's a good mix right here on the program. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
I haven't heard that name in years.
No.
Were you named after the show, the movie?
Yeah, actually I was. The reason I'm calling is my grandmother was a witch, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and...
A good witch or a bad witch?
Yeah, she was a good witch, but my aunt was a black witch.
Oh,
and,
right,
yeah,
in the family. So you had the good and the bad in the same family.
Yeah, my sister, well, she's into Satanism, so she's not so good, but... The reason I'm calling is because she died when I was younger.
Who did? Your sister?
No, my grandmother.
Oh, all right.
And she was trying to teach me something or tell me something. And just lately, I've just been feeling like there's something I'm missing. And I was just wondering if you could point me in the right direction.
Well, I don't know what you're missing. How can I point you unless I knew what you were missing? What do you think you're missing?
Well, I kind of feel like there's something inside of me. Spiritual-wise, that she was trying to bring out,
and you feel it? It's like it has to come out?
Well, I'd like it to.
Why do you need someone to help you do that? Why don't you do it yourself?
Well, because I don't know that much about it, and I looked it up in libraries and stuff, and there's not... It's hard for me to understand it all, so I was kind of wondering if you know somebody that would kind of help me understand it.
Are you computer savvy?
No.
Do you have one?
I'm a truck driver, so
Wait a minute, truck drivers are computer savvy. I get emails from truck drivers all over the country.
Well, I don't have one as of yet.
All right, can you get one?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Idle Air or not.
I'll tell you what. Make sure you're listening this Sunday night.
Okay.
We're playing an Art Bell Best of program. First hour, I'm going to be in live. We're going to do open lines. But make sure you're listening to the rest of that program because Art is interviewing a good witch. Her name's Evelyn Paglini. And during the course of that, I'm sure they'll talk about her website, or you can track it down on my website when you find someone with a computer. She's a good witch, and she might be able to help you.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to give my phone number out.
Well, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Not now. And but the best thing is listen to that show first and see if you want her to help you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do that. No, you don't want to give your phone number out on the air or to Tom, our screener. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, this is Michael in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, Michael, what's new?
Well, you know, I was interested in your guest tonight because it brings up one of the most difficult problems that theologians deal with in seminary about Bible prophecy. You were talking about these birds being able to prophesy. Balaam's ass in the Bible prophesied. There was a whale involved with the prophecy and Jonah. And here's the paradox. The paradox says this. In the case of Jonah, he was told to go and preach yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. But he didn't want to do it. So that's how he ended up getting thrown off a ship and swallowed up by a whale, because he disobeyed.
But they got him eventually. They found him.
Well, the whale eventually spit him up on the beach and he went ahead and preached. But here's the paradox. The reason he didn't want to preach yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed is because he said he knew that the people would repent. In other words, he knew that his conviction in prophesying it would so change the people that the people would repent and they would make the prophecy not come true because God would change his mind. Now, there's a very clever radio preacher in White House, Texas, by the name of Ronald L. Dart, who does beautiful expositions on this to describe why it is that most evangelicals, and he's sort of an evangelical himself, like Hal Lindsey, and by the way, I like Hal Lindsey, and others like him, but why they are in such a quandary over how to handle Bible prophecy is because they don't understand the paradoxical nature. If we sincerely believe any prophecy just by wholeheartedly latching onto the truth of it, we acquire the power to change it.
I believe that. I don't think prophecy means it will be. I think it simply means it could be.
Well, you know, Fred Allen Wolf is a good man to talk about this. I would get the two together, this Ronald Dart out of White House, Texas, and Fred Allen Wolf. It would be great to have them doing it. But, oh, I want to give you an update on the 6,000 stations. Listen, you have had on your...
I've only got 500.
Well, but listen. You have had on your program, and these two men owe you favors, men who have television programs that regularly appear every week on over 7,000 stations. Those two men are Hal Lindsey and Hugh Ross. Their combined programs, and they owe you favors. So the minute they allow you to come on their programs, you will be on over 29 satellites. You will be heard around the world by the largest television audience in the world.
Do you think it's time for that message to get
out? I think it's time. I think they need you like you couldn't imagine right now, because Pat Robertson has completely thrown the evangelical right into disarray. They are embarrassed around the world by what he's done. They want to escape it. And what we talk about on Coast to Coast AM, the scientific, rational approach to all of these mysteries, is what will have acceptance in China and everywhere else. They have larger English-speaking populations in China than in either Canada or Australia.
It might change the world.
It will change the world. It absolutely will change the world. Oh, and here's another point. I want you to know that Osama bin Laden is in the prophecies. He's in the scriptures. And if you compare him to Hirohito, this is what happens. Here is why we were able to make peace with Japan. Because we had a man by the name of General Douglas MacArthur who was wise enough to understand that religion was a much different phenomenon to deal with in making the peace, and all the religion resided in the emperor than the politics of Germany. So he had a different problem. So what he had to do is he had to make his enemy his greatest peace ally. I mean, he had to be the instrument of stopping the Japanese from fighting. Now, Osama bin Laden has been sending messages that he will be this man for the radical Muslims. In other words, he is the man, he is the key who can unify them into stopping and saying, look, we're going to take a rational approach to making our march in civilization from this point on because we can't win. He has thrown up a white flag.
All right,
flag.
Yeah, but here's the point. What do you do with him when you find him? Because listen, he's got to be punished for what he did.
Well, listen. Think about this a minute now. Think about this a minute. Hirohito was a terrorist, too. He killed 2,402 Americans in Pearl Harbor on December 7th. Now, how could we forgive him when that act brought us into a war, which we didn't want to get in, that cost 329,000 Americans their lives? How can we forgive him and we won't forgive Osama bin Laden, who is 110 times smaller in terms of the amount of death that he has wreaked on Americans? We have to think practically, politically, and wisely about these things. We can't be blind and stupid. We have to go back to our elders. Men like General Douglas MacArthur, men like President Truman, men who had enough wisdom to see, look, we've got to change our way of thinking if we're going to be successful.
Well, like, I don't know, Richard, I got to tell you, everything you've said, I agree with up until the bin Laden. I just think that guy's got to be eliminated. He's got to be punished. And we've got to show the world that is one thing we won't tolerate. As far as Hirohito is concerned, I think we should have done something to him, quite frankly. We did not. And that was another mistake we did a long time ago. I mean, they eventually stripped him of his authority. But they should have gotten to him quickly. Thanks, Richard. I got to take another quick call before the break. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Hi, this is Al from Alberta.
Hi, Al.
Hi, yeah. I just want to ask you a question.
All right.
When is that Evelyn going to be back on your show?
The Witch?
Yes.
Oh, this Sunday we're doing a rebroadcast of her, so make sure you're listening. This Sunday night turning into Monday morning.
Okay. But and, just a rebroadcast.
Yeah, and I had her on about a month ago.
Right, and what made me wanted to call her, but I couldn't get through, she was talking about mirrors and, you know, like mirror boxes and whatnot.
That was great stuff she was talking about.
There was one question I wanted to ask her. Maybe you would even kind of know the question from what she's been from past shows and whatnot. Like, the bigger the mirror, will it, how do you put it? Like, produce a bigger demon or spirit or something like that?
I think the bigger the mirror, the bigger the portal, if that's what you're trying
to say. That's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, it seems like what she was saying, like a little, like a mirror box or
yes,
something like that.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. But listen, I think they're going to talk a little bit about that this Sunday. And she's always back a couple times anyway during the course of the year. I'm George Norrie. We'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue all night long, well, to a point, on Coast to Coast AM. I'm looking at one of my emails. Someone's invited me to a barbecue, and I'm going, well, I can't go, but what a nice gesture. Until I read down, he was inviting me to a budgie barbecue. Now that is sick. Doesn't it get any sicker than that? Well, you know, we were talking about the Vatican, and they've got 120 students now. They want to be exorcists. Well, all they simply have to do is listen to Perfect Possession, Art Bell's interview with the late Father Malachi Martin on exorcisms. It's yours free when you subscribe to the After Dark newsletter or renew. A couple ways to get it. You just go online, coasttocoastam.com, or call this toll-free number, 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to our East of the Rockies line. You're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yes, good evening, Bill in St. Paul.
Hello, Bill. What's going on there? Not getting cold here there yet, is it?
No, in fact, it was 69 or 70 this morning.
I remember when I lived in Minneapolis, St. Paul back in 78, it got cold really early. Not anymore.
Well, no, you're right. But you said something the other night that I was very disturbed by.
What was that?
My old aunt, and she was my friend. She was my teacher, as was her teacher, Dr. Viola Neal.
What?
I said, you said my old aunt the other night, and that bothered me a bit because she was my friend, and she was my teacher, as was her teacher, Dr. Viola Neal.
My aunt was your teacher?
Yep.
Shafika?
Yep.
When?
Oh, back in the 60s.
Well, I mean, what bothered you about that statement?
Well, I...
Saying my old aunt is not derogatory.
I kind of felt that it was.
Well, no, not at all. You got to listen to the spirit of how it's said and by who says it.
Anyway.
She was my old aunt.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. One of the things that I got out of the classes was that many of my friends, when I call them up, well, I'm getting old, I say, no, you're not old. We are eternal. This body gets old. We are eternal.
Oh, see, that's what bothered you. So yep. What did you get out of the class? Because she was pretty good.
Well, the thing that that I only learned after, in retrospect, was that what we were being taught was how to access the material that we were being taught by going to night school while we were asleep.
That was her. That was her. She wrote the great book Breakthrough to Creativity and was one of the foremost doctors who really gave up her practice to devote her entire career to the paranormal, to psychic, ESP. She just decided to jump into that and I think probably would have uncovered some great things had she not died when she did. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Next up, let's go to our wildcard line. You're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Hi, where are you calling from?
From the cab of the truck.
Okay.
That's where I called you from the first time I got through.
The cab of the truck, wherever it might be, huh?
I'm in your home state heading to your hometown.
All right, going to St. Louis or Detroit? I've got so many hometowns now, I can't keep track of them.
As like me, I can use every address in every state.
Eventually, I'll win the Stanley Cup, the World Series, the Super Bowl, because I'll have so many home cities. One of these teams, they're bound to hit.
I can just make a collage of a jersey.
Really? So what's going on?
I called you the first time about levitating off the bed and being able to channel energy. Well, I have a friend that's, I guess you call her a devout Wiccan. And she was playing around with her little crystal. She got near me with it, and the thing just shattered.
It just exploded right there?
Oh, here it is. Yes, it did.
Man, you have some energy.
And needless to say, she kind of looks at me funny now.
I would say so. Do you still use this power that you have?
I can find out where a spirit's at. I know that.
Can you start radios? Can you stop clocks and things like that?
I haven't known, not that far.
I mean, you should give that a try if you can. Thanks for the call. Wildcard line, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
Was that me?
Yes, sir.
Well, George, this is Art Krause, your co-host.
Oh, Art. That's right. Art's the one who donated $2,700 to the Hurricane Katrina victims for the honor of doing an hour with me a couple weeks ago. How are you?
Oh, very, very good. And I just wanted to call in to say thank you to you for being such a gracious host, and Tom Danheiser as well. And your listeners, I want to tell you, they are the best. They are. The response that I've gotten from all of them, just their emails and saying how wonderful they thought I did on the show, and then of course, a lot of them who have wanted to try out what I have as well, boy, I tell you, it's just been almost overwhelming, but letting them know that I am getting in touch with every one of them.
All right.
One of them.
They're good people, Art. And again, our thanks to you for what you did.
Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure, George. And again, I just want to say thank you very, very much to you and all the listeners and the wonderful things that they had to say. And, well, again, I'll be getting back to each and every one of them
okay.
personally.
Great. Thanks, Art.
Oh, you're welcome. Sure, George. You
thank
have a
you.
Great evening.
You too. What a delightful guy he is. Amy actually wrote a check, $2,700 for the privilege of co-hosting an hour with me. And it went straight through to hurricane relief victims when KFI, our affiliate in Los Angeles, was having a benefit. And what just a decent thing to do. Touch a class. First-time caller line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Vinny.
Hi,
I'm
Vinny.
Calling, hi, George. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a new listener to your show about 4 months. I think you have a great show. I have a story I want to present to you
okay.
that I learned today. First of all, I've been a skeptic about aliens and spaceships and UFOs. I never believed in anything what I've heard. I never seen anything. Anyways, I'll give you a little background on the story so you can understand where I'm coming
sure.
from. About 5 years ago, I was injured in an automobile accident, and I developed back problems, lower back problems. So I started seeing this orthopedic, and I saw him on a regular basis, on a weekly basis for the last 5 years. As the years have gone on, we've developed a very good friendship. Besides a doctor-patient friendship, we developed a good personal friendship. And we talk about a lot of topics. Well, anyways, today, George, I was talking to him about your program. I asked him, I said, have you ever listened to Coast to Coast? I said, it's a great show. I said that he talked, I said, this guy by the name of George Norrie talks about UFOs and psychics and a variety of topics. He says, no, I haven't. And so he says, I'll tell you something. He says, you're not going to believe this. He says, but I'll tell you, if you promise not to use my name, not to tell anybody else and use my name in reference. I said, go ahead, tell me, I promise. Anyways, he told me when he was in the military back in the 1980s, he was stationed at a base in Arizona, I believe outside Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It has an Indian name. He told me the name today, and I was so excited about the story that it was one of those names you can't pronounce. It was Fort something near Tucson. Anyways, he had a top. He told me he had a top secret clearance, and that I asked him. I said, "Have you ever seen aliens or UFOs?" And he says, he looked at me and he shook his head. He says, "What I'm going to tell you," he says, "please don't mention my name." He says, "I don't want anybody in black coats here with sunglasses
showing up there."
Yeah. So I said, "I promise." So, anyways. He says that he saw these aliens. They were in clear body bags, translucent body bags, filled with, how do you say, what's that stuff, the chemical they call them, the preserve, formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde, sure.
Right, filled up with formaldehyde. He said these aliens were anywhere from 12 to 14 feet tall. He said they were very tall. I mean, he was trying to point at the ceiling of his office, how tall. And I looked, I said, roughly 12, it looked like at least 12 feet high. He said that, so he described a little bit, he got in detail how they looked like. He said that as far as the nose went, that they had two little holes where the nose area is, very small mouth, a very large head, and long arms and so on, very thin looking. And lean, and he said, "I said, well, what was there? A couple hanging in the body bags?" He says there was many of them, and he didn't tell me what number. I was so excited, I didn't try to get down how many. He said there's many that were in body bags.
Are you a believer now because of this?
Oh my God, I couldn't wait till your show started to call. I said George is not going to believe this. Then he described to me in a hangar at this base.
Now, would this be Davis Month then, Air Force Base in Tucson?
No, it has a real Indian name.
Oh, it's not that one then. Okay.
No, I'll see him next week. If I get it, I will call you back and give you this name. Also, I want to mention George that he said that there was a variety of UFO aircraft that crashed that was in the hangar that he saw. One was a triangular shaped aircraft with no corners. He said there was another one that looked like Battlestar Galactica's mothership. He said it was huge, that was in the hangar. And he said that he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it, but he was really, you know, nervous about it. Please don't mention my name, anything like that. He says, I don't need any problems with the government. But I to this day, I never believed, and it changed me, George. And I just wanted to pass this information.
I've got it. It's Fort, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Fort Huachucha, is it?
That's it. And he had a top secret clearance. He was there for, I believe, 6 years. And he said it was unbelievable. He said how tall these aliens were. He said he couldn't believe it.
That's incredible.
He says that the heads were huge. He says it had to be very, very intelligent.
God, I wish he'd give you some pictures of these.
Excuse me?
If he had given you any pictures of these, you know what we could do with those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know where to start. He's an orthopedic doctor now. I mean, he's very leery about telling. I mean, he confided in me because he trusts me at this point, I guess, in a relationship. But I'm afraid when I see him, I will try to get more information.
Okay,
out of him.
Please. Yeah, keep us up to date on what's going on there.
Yeah, I thought you would appreciate that, George.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Okay, and I'm glad you're a listener now. Hey, by the way, next week, the Digicam goes in, okay? And what we're going to be able to do at any time is put pictures on the website that are going on in the studio. I didn't want one of those, you know, these cameras that give you a constant feed of video. Who wants to just me seeing me behind a microphone? But we're going to be able to take instant pictures, send them to Lex or Sean, get them up on the coasttocoastam.com website. The equipment is in. They're going to experiment with it over the weekend, and it's done. It's finally done. They've gotten exactly what I asked for, and so be it. And I think the first picture or two we're going to put up on the website, you will love. And will be next week. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi. My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
And
Stephanie, you sound like Sylvia Brown.
Well, it's interesting.
You do.
Well, I'm a witch, and
well, then
I'm
you also sound like Evelyn Paglini.
Oh, okay.
You might be her sister.
Maybe. I'm calling from Everett, Washington.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been a witch for about 30 years, and the thing is that people talk about good witch, bad witch, and all that stuff. And it's like, it really isn't like that. It's either smart witch or dumb witch, because if you do things that are negative or put out, I know, because I used to go there.
I guess that makes you a dumb witch if you do those things.
Yeah, it does, because you get karma. Everything you do comes back to you threefold.
I believe that, or more.
That's it's karmic law. That's what I was taught as a witch. And my teacher, Lady Morgana, I learned from in Las Vegas.
Lady Morgana?
Mm-hmm.
She's not the lady who ran on the baseball fields in the nude, is she?
No. This woman is very, 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 she was very, very good and very skilled in witchcraft. And I am not a conventional witch. I mean, one time I did something really stupid, and I cast a spell that actually harmed somebody.
What did you do?
Well, I'm the type of witch that I am is an Erisian witch, and Eris is the Greek goddess of chaos. And what I did is I used Eris, I used Erisian magic, and I cast a spell, and somebody had scared me. They threatened to kill me and
they threatened to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, this was self-defense then, wasn't it?
Well, it's still not appropriate. And there are other things I might have been able to do. But what I wound up doing was casting a spell at this guy's mind. And he was in a laughing academy for about 3 months.
You sent him to the funny farm?
Yep.
For 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just went crazy?
Yeah, he did. For about 3 months, they had him locked up.
Now, did you call the spell off? Is that why he was released?
No, I didn't call the spell off. I'd only put in that much energy. And the thing is that the karma from that, actually, I got back a lot more than I'd sent out.
And you felt bad about that, though, Stephanie, after that?
Yeah, I did, but that isn't the point. The point is that I wound up developing primary progressive multiple sclerosis after I did that.
Right after that?
Shortly after that.
Oh, my.
And what happened was is that I've lost my legs, and I'm still in a wheelchair.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh,
and
my.
That was like 10 years ago.
So are you convinced that using negative energy like that for those kinds of spells did this to you?
It got me to a point where I wound up in the wheelchair. I could have probably gotten out of the wheelchair if I'd have gone really hardcore with physical therapy a lot sooner, and I'm starting to do that now. But see, right now, all I do is things that are of value to people, and I don't do anything against the free will of another human being.
Good for you. I wish you could teach this to other people, Stephanie.
I do teach it. I also can't charge for it, because the thing is that about witchcraft or about doing tarot readings, because I do that too, I can't, if somebody wants to learn how to do tarot readings and they buy the deck that I suggest they get, which is the Universal Weight deck, that's the easiest one to learn on, and then I'll teach them for free. I can't charge for that, nor can I charge to teach people about witchcraft.
So the name of the game, though, is give out good energy, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I already found out what happened when I did that one thing that time.
Well, and thank God you're alive at least where you can teach other people. I believe that. I have always believed that. You give out negative vibes to people, and it comes back and blasts the heck out of you. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue, and we will soon then open up the Time Traveler's Hotline. I'll tell you about that when we come right back. On Coast to Coast AM, I'm George Norrie.